Now time for a locker room chat with Onega boys head basketball coach Jason Claycamp after the TVL tournament. Unfortunately, unable to come up with any wins at home in this tournament, but there are some things that you liked in this tournament, as you tell me. First off, we'll start off with your guys' game against Washington County. 48-47 was the final score. You guys had a lead in this one by double digits, but had some struggles at the end of the game. I just want to get your thoughts on that one.
Yeah, I thought we played really well on that one. I thought our effort was really good. We did a lot of good things, and then we kind of had some crucial mistakes down the stretch against their press that kind of led to some easy buckets for them and letting them get back in the game. But I thought our effort was really good against them and the next day against Lynn. I thought our effort was really turned up in both those games.
And in that game against Lynn, you guys fall 59-45 offensively. What were some things that were going right or going wrong in that one?
Well, I thought we did a good job of hitting some shots. Connor Nider had a good game. I think he had 20 in that game, which is kind of the first time I think he's got up there in double digits, maybe the second time he's got double digits this season. But we need him to score, and he had a good game. Our biggest issue in that game was Lynn hit some shots. I mean, I think they had 7 threes that really, really hurt us in that game.
And now you guys will play Lynn again. What are some expectations from this one and some things that you took away from the previous game against them that you're hoping to do a little bit differently?
Well, they're a long athletic team, and I think we made some adjustments in that first game that hopefully we can take forward into this next game against them. We definitely got to guard the three-point line. That's something that we didn't do a very good job of against them the first time, and like I said, they were able to hit some open ones. But, I mean, if we're going to get beat, and that's how we get beat, that's how I'd rather go. So,
looking at the standings, you guys are 0-4 in league play, 1-9 overall, but there are certainly some winnable games here in this little stretch as we finish off January and begin February. What are some things that you're really hoping that can happen to try to get some wins in league play going into sub-state?
I think the biggest thing for us is just effort. We've got to rebound the ball better. We've had some times where we've kind of got lazy on the defensive end rebounding, and that's really hurt us. Both that Washington County game and Lynn game, I thought we did a much better job of that, which is why we were in the game. And we just got to cut down on turnovers, which, again, we did that for the most part in those two games, but we still could come up with a couple less turnovers a game that would really help us. So I think when it's all said and done, it's rebounding and turnovers.
So, Coach, as we talked last week a bit about your guys' starting fives, how you like to change things up from time to time, how important is it, do you feel like, to kind of start to find some consistency in that?
Well, I think that's something that we kind of started to do there in the TVL tournament. We kind of paired. I have been playing 10 or 11 guys. I think those last couple games I've played 8 to 9 guys. So I think, and the starters are going a little longer minutes. So I think that's something that's going to help us as we go forward, too.
All right, great stuff. Best of luck coming up here against Lynn and then Hanover coming up next week. And I'll get to talk to you again next week.
Yep, sounds good.
That was Onega boys head basketball coach Jason Claycamp here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.